This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. It has now been confirmed in scores of mainstream news articles and major labs that China shipped contaminated equipment with COVID-19 on the test that they use, even prick your fingers, and that it's spreading COVID-19 all over the world. And they're shipping used masks back into the U.S. to save us. And the Democrat mayors are ordering them handed out from Seattle to Los Angeles to D.C. to New York, and you will wear your Chinese dirty mask. I'm not kidding. We're about to lay it all out right now, and the exclusive video just now coming out of people being literally grabbed and held down and blood tested. Oh, I bet it's one of those contaminated faulty tests from China. Well, yeah, why send somebody a real test? You're just sending them COVID-19. That's how bioattacks work, and the deep state's working with them because the deep state put the Chi-Coms in power. This is huge, earth-shaking news. We've laid out the facts. We're going to lay it out now in detail. But here is the latest footage of a man who the medical tyrants are about to forcibly hold down and take blood from. Here it is.
In
the breakdown of society. And one of my friends was saying during the break, one of the crew here, what we're seeing in China. Yeah, let's roll some of that B-roll of people being dragged out of their houses in China. I really want to do that while I'm talking. Thank you. We were talking during the break about how China sets the precedent. They cover up the virus. They ship all the contaminated stuff over here in a bio attack. And we hear there's going to be this big reckoning by the Senate Intelligence Committee and the rest of it. But Trump's up there saying, oh, I like Xi Jinping playing the part of the good cop for PR purposes. When does China get in trouble for this? Why are they the boss of the World Health Organization? And why are they the ones telling us how to live our lives? Because they're an authoritarian state that the globalists love, where they can do anything they want, anytime they want. And now they've locked the country down again for coronavirus. And now we're told by Fauci it's going to be happening every year now. And we're going to have apps on our phones to be tracked. Everything we told you. and the Chinese are busy wiping their shoes with the mask and shipping them here. And the Democrat mayors are ordering, as the aircraft lands with the Chinese mask, you will wear them. Because the left literally wants feces, needles, homeless everywhere, and their city's collapsing. This is the takeover. This is Ploward and Piven. This is 21st century warfare. This is the New World Order. Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food. The place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after,
it was about
stay the way we are right now.
I don't know, 35 years ago, I began to read government documents, reports, books, because it was so entertaining. It was much more interesting to read a Zygmunt Brzezinski book when I was 12 years old about how he funded Pol Pot to kill millions of people and how he was so proud of it and how the government ran the organized crime so they could control it than reading a comic book or something. Because you read all these PhD-level books, it's all just how they're gods and you're all animals and how you're scum. You know, we had that doctor, medical worker at the time on who was in the army and how they saw the troops as guinea pigs to just use and do experimental stuff on. I mean, that's how they see you. And it's the medical world that is the most elitist and evil. Because Thomas Malthus wrote the book 250 years ago for modern Western medicine. And he got his ideas from Plato, who believed you should put poor people in inner cities and release plagues on them to kill them. And Malthus said do that. Look it up. It's in the encyclopedia. And so when you see Bill Gates hopping around, oh, I'm going to save you, when he's normally saying kill everybody and depopulate, and he's giggling and laughing at TED TV about reducing world population down to zero, and they all laugh when he shows an equation of how to do it. There's one thing psychotics do. And that's brag about what they're doing to you. You know, you see movies and stuff where the villain, Lex Luthor, has Superman tied up with kryptonite. He's like bragging to him about his master plan. That's, I used to think when I was a kid, why would the villain always wait and talk about their plan? They actually do it. See, they like to tell you how they're going to do it in a prestigious publication in really fancy language. It's fine print. It's metaphysical. But then be your savior and get you to opt in so they can kill you. So here's the Daily Mail. CDC lab for coronavirus test kits may have been contaminated. Then you read, it is contaminated. They took it from China, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is involved. Boy, isn't that just amazing. You read these articles, and they all say, is contaminated. But the headline is maybe. It's kind of like, oh, coronavirus might hurt male fertility. You read the study. If you get a big outbreak of it, and it spreads, and you don't have all the building blocks to defeat it, like the NIH says, you got to have zinc and D3, and you got to have vitamin C. If you're deficient in that, viruses run wild. I'm going to say this again. If you don't have vitamin C, you die in about 5 months. If your skin opens up, your teeth fall out, you bleed out your ass till you die. But see, they're all over the news with Bill and Melinda Gates and everybody, funding groups, TV shows about me saying Jones is wrong, don't take supplements, they'll kill you, on the show The Good Doctor. And I saw it. I said, Bill Gates funded that. Went and looked at it. The director and producer, Bill Gates, is, works for him, and Bill Gates funded it. He was on MSNBC the other day. I go, look, Bill Gates paid for this. And my wife goes, how do you know that? I said, what's the MS, sweetheart? It's Microsoft. You think I just make this stuff up? You think I'm just talking about this mass murder because I want to play games? He's killing my name right now and financing most of this crap against him at Bloomberg because he's got to destroy my name before he kills me. Fine. I don't care. I want everybody to understand something. I didn't exaggerate or make any of this up. Hitler sent tanks into countries. People could fight that. They could see it. You can't fight people that are your saviors who are really behind the bioweapon until you grow up and admit it. China doesn't do this on their own. They're doing it with the globalist deep state and the UN against us and against Trump. And I'm not here kissing Trump's ass. He goes against the American people. I'll turn on him in 0 seconds, instantly. That's not what's happening. We're the ones that told Trump he better get ahead of this and say it's a problem because Americans are cowards and are scared and are stupid on average now and love being in fear and being politically correct and virtue signaling. And they'll walk right into a depression. So Trump had to act with them and be the leader of the BS so he can divert it. And he's doing that. He's like, we'll open in 14 days. No, no, we're all dead. Okay, we'll open in April. We'll at the end of April. We can't hold on much longer than that. And this is to destroy America and destroy the West and bring in a world UN tyranny, managing everything with virus threats and third world population surges and replacement migration. How do I know? It's in all their admissions. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to hand the baton to Matt Bracken. I know this stuff sounds fantastical and insane because it's the reality. Within a year, you're all going to have apps on your phones to go outside if Trump doesn't reverse this. And it's never going to end. Fauci said that. The answer is, well, you still can get your ass to outside a town wherever you have to. Everybody better stop caring about lifestyle and a bunch of extra crap. And you better get to a place that has well water and high ground. And you better just get away from the system if you can, because it's all over. It's all over. Let me explain. It's all over. You're dead. You understand that? They're going to murder you with the vaccines and the chemicals and the binary weapons. Period. You don't know what a binary weapon is? You better find out real quick. And that's a simple way of saying it. They actually have it where they'll add, like, remember the Joker always liked to put one poison in the water supply, but then only if you bought his cosmetics would it kill you? That's a binary weapon. Of course the 5G is part of it. In studies, it resonates and destroys your immune system. And you all instinctively know that already. This is all real, folks. This is all real. This is the big challenge. Okay? So, listen. Yeah, great. Buy vitamins and minerals from me. Yeah, great. Get water filtration from us. Yeah, get storable food from us. We have it again. Great. Money. Fund our operation. I just want to hold up and stay on air as long as I can to warn people. I don't give a damn about being on air. I don't give a damn about a big house. I don't give a damn about any of this. I have been sitting here staying in this UN overrun hellhole, Austin, around all these mummies and Satanists and chicken crap people, knowing I had to hold this place as long as possible till they pulled all their crap, which was coming 1,000,000,000%, as I told you, a controlled bioweapon. So none of the crap matters. None of it. You get it? You were weak. You were Satanist. You aborted all the babies. You love it. They're going to kill you. So now all that matters is people that want to get away from it, and they're going to bring the white vans 2-3 years from now and the troops to forcibly inoculate you. Your kids are going to have convulsions a week later. Your balls are going to fall off. It's war. It's war. They're coming to kill you. So that's it. And it's all peer pressure. The cops and the military, they're all just, everybody else is swept up in the peer pressure and the cowardice and the followers, spirit of weakness, because America's soul is gone. Now, America's soul was coming back, and that's why they did this. And it could still come back now, but subserving and getting into all of it is the creed of slaves. And these aren't like the Romans that just want to put you out on a plantation. They want you dead. Endgame blueprint for global enslavement. They want you dead. That's on a shortwave radio I've got at my house. little green sticker for promotion from it. They want you dead, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to explain this to you. It's a system that targets old people that Bill Gates says he wants to kill, and your balls. And if they can't trick people to sterilize their sons because it's the new fashion thing, they'll sterilize your ass with a souped-up COVID-19. And yeah, it's a real virus, and you're not going to get away from it. They're putting it in everything. You guys, enjoy yourselves. You, hey, you're like that baby that never got to live, and they pump that acid in there or that salt, and that baby burns to death in the excruciating pain over 2 days. You're going to be a lot luckier than that baby, so just be happy. You didn't stand up for the baby. You're dead. You're going to get tortured. You're going to get medical experiments. Just like the black people in Tuskegee dying for 45 years with syphilis and giving it to hundreds of thousands. You're going to be tortured to death just like those babies. So enjoy it. Hope you all enjoy yourselves. All the games are over. All your candy-ass crap's over. All your fake Hollywood trash is over. Hollywood's going to collapse. You get it all. You get everything you want because you love Satan. And he's going to knock your teeth out. Whoa! Burn in hell, Satanist! I love all the people that know the truth.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jones here back live. When I'm telling people you're going to hell, you need to dive, we did to the babies, it's all coming back on you. I'm talking about the decadent slime on all those videos we aired this year and last year, dozens of them, of just comedians and Democrats saying, I love killing babies. And Twitter promoting the sexual fetish that I never even heard of, about where people like to kill their baby and talk about it. It's Satanism. Those are the people I'm talking about. I mean, they are going to be the first that are gobbled up by this system. But we played the footage earlier of a man reportedly being forcibly having his blood taken. Those aren't the ones that give you the COVID-19. It's the prick ones from China, the little test kits that are contaminated. That's in the news. Wow. And they're masked. At the end, he says, this is going to be a revolution. They go, oh, they're laughing at him. Because this is the medical tyranny revolution. This is the NIH level 4 bioweapon revolution, where they can hold us hostage with bioweapons and control our lives. How many science fiction books did they learn about human society went underground because of the threat of bioweapons? What they didn't know was the scientific elite releasing them. That's THX-1138, folks. That's Brave New World. They've all, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, ran the UN eugenics program. He ran UNESCO. And his brother wrote a book in 61 before he died, Aldous Huxley, saying it's all real. And you can go listen to him at Berkeley. It's an hour-long speech at Berkeley. Admit it's all a real plan. Brave New World, published in 32, that sounds like what's happening now, was the plan. And so everybody can comply and get into the virus and get all scared. The virus is real, but the hype and what they're doing and the idea that we can never allow anyone to die, like Fauci said last night, that we'll end the lockdown when no one's dying, not one person, is the creed of slaves and will never stop. They can't have a vaccine for the common cold. It's impossible. Just like the flu, it's all made up crap on record. They say, oh, take Jones off air. He's putting out disinformation. Oh, yeah, like Hydra, like all the drugs they've now approved. Hydroxychloroquine, the rest of it, it's all crap. Remember, mainstream media has been telling you for months, zinc doesn't help you, vitamin C doesn't help you, vitamin E doesn't help you, hydroxychloroquine, nothing helps you, nothing helps you, but nothing helps you. Folks, I can tell you, I'd already told you months ago, we got the studio here still in Austin. People say, why do you live in Austin? Well, my mom's from here, family from here, I'm from, you know, Dallas. But I mean, my family's been here since before it was a state, and they're all from Texas. In fact, my second wife's the only person in my family not from Texas. We never did that on purpose. Everybody has been married to somebody from Texas 9 generations. I mean, I never make a big deal about it, but I mean, my family, Colonel Travis, whole 9 yards. Look it up. You know, just the whole 9 yards. I'm not going to go through it. It's ridiculous because it's about what I do, not about who my ancestors were, the Revolutionary War or any of it. But Austin's overrun. It's gone. It's worse than L.A., and the country is screwed up, and we have to admit how bad it is, and we have to totally withdraw from anything leftist. None of their movies, none of their banks, none of their culture. You don't talk to them when they're a Democrat, or you tell them you know they're evil, and you have to shun them like they try to shun us because we're the producers, and they know it, and they want to dominate us because they are spiritual succubus. We must come out of Babylon. But I am going to move out of Austin. I went and looked at a place yesterday, 35 miles outside Austin, and I will phase out at even being here. I will not live in the only county in the state of Texas that makes you pay for other people's abortions and sex changes and your property taxes. It's a franchise tax on our business making me pay for that crap. It's evil! And I'm digressing, but you do need to get prepared. You do need to go to wherever you go and get zinc and get multivitamins. They all work together. and anything essential you need it, and you need to get X3, it's 60% off, even though we're going to sell out in 2 weeks. I just said, you know what? I'm doing 40% off, 60% off. Even though I said I wouldn't do that back in December anymore, 50% off. I want, if I could give it to you, I would. It helps us fund ourselves in the future. Storable food's available again. Other folks say they have it. They're lying to you. We have it. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it in now. They may stop in a week or two again, taking new orders. That's the word, because they're just exploding right now. And food shortages are coming up. You know all that. When with the cancel the election, the Democrats have already moved back their deal until the middle of August, out of July. This is an economic war. That's the big agenda of this. And Trump's having to ride the tiger here, but I would take advantage of the products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm in a lot more control, as everybody knows. I do probably one-tenth the yelling and screaming I used to, maybe one-twentieth. And today I went wild. And it's because during the break, I'm reading all these admissions and that China knowingly shipped in contaminated stuff and the Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. And it's just... And it takes some doing to stand up to these guys. You know, when Bill Gates is attacking me and is through surrogates and TV shows, and you know, his wife basically said that people don't stop saying he's a eugenicist, they're gonna kill him. She said that in Germany 6 years ago. That's serious stuff. And so it doesn't scare me. When I go over that threshold and do the right thing, I get fired up. And that's what happens is that I'm so alive that then I see almost everybody else in a fetal position. Or even if you're not scared, you're not doing anything. Speak out. Say it's all a fraud. Point out it's a globalist takeover. Point out China is shipping in masks. It's in the news that they're shipping masks from China that are contaminated to L.A. and the mayor is going to make you wear them and give it to you. And of course they're involved. These are demons. Realize it. The Democratic Party is a satanic group. They even have a big national movie where the Democrats are officially, it's called Hail Satan, are adopting the Church of Satan as their religion. And huge chapters everywhere. Go to a Democrat event. Half of them will tell you they worship Satan. They're school teachers, they're lawyers, they're police, they're everywhere. You want to see what Satanism looks like? It's the pentacle upside down. The pentacle is the symbol of humans, a star. That's why they go, that person's a star, this person's a star. The head, the arms, the legs, it's a pentacle. What is that upside down? Humanity going down. What's the symbol of an airplane going down? What's the symbol in runes? It's a cross with the arms up. That's a tree, but it's alive. When a tree dies, its arms go down. Its branches fall. The peace symbol is the symbol of death. They chose it. The peace movement is a satanic religion. I know. Believe me. All right. Matt Bracken takes over. We'll tell you what's coming up. Matt, we love you, my friend. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. Take over.
Well, Alex, what a day to come in. I'm gonna kind of pick up where Jeff Nyquist over on Monday. That's one of the most must-see interviews that I've ever seen on Alex Jones or on any show anywhere. Anybody that didn't see that, it's on band.video as its own like a half-hour standalone interview. I highly recommend it. Today I'm going to look at COVID-19 primarily as a biological warfare weapon and where that's going to take us, both inside of America and internationally. And I'm going to try to look at the chessboard a few steps ahead, you know, the old 3D chessboard, because it's so easy to get caught up inside of your own event horizon. There's so much going on that it just looks like storm clouds around and there's not, you know, you can barely see past your own neighborhood. So I'm going to try to clear away some of that and get a view from our own drone way over the horizon into the future. That's my goal today, is to, you know, explore what I think is happening, you know, 1, 2, 5 years down the road. Because this COVID-19, it's absolutely a deal breaker. You know, this is blowing up the old world order, and what comes next, we don't know.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
All right, we've got Matt Bracken for the rest of the hour. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about COVID-19 as a Chinese/globalist biological weapon, a global biological weapon. But in this first segment, I'd like to talk about some of the aspects of coronavirus that I still think a lot of people don't understand, that will give them a better way of looking at this, a better way of studying the news and analyzing the news. You'll constantly hear people talking about what's the numerator, what's the denominator, meaning, you know, how many cases, how many tests, or how many cases, how many deaths. We're getting to the point where there's going to be clarity, because all we'll have to do is really study deaths. all of the death figures that came out of China, I think we can just throw them out. And that's part of their crime, really, in this is by lying not only about the infectiousness of the disease when they knew better back in December and January, but by saying, oh, we've got to contain, our numbers are going down, when it wasn't. That's another lie that basically lulled the West into keeping the gates open to this Trojan horse for much longer than it had to have been. If we had known the truth out of China, if it had been understood more widely, the way that the Taiwanese, who have no illusions about communist China, if the rest of the world had gotten on the war footing that Taiwan got on immediately, we would have saved a lot of deaths. Now, one of the key things that people need to understand when you watch the daily news is that you have to separate region from region, because this is not something like a supernova in space that affected half the Earth at the same day. The way to understand this is like a slow motion global oceanic tsunami that takes weeks in between city targets, because it takes a long time for it to be seeded and then to spread and then have an outbreak. The reason that Tehran and Milan in northern Italy were the first big Western, outside of China, targets of coronavirus was that they had so much connectivity to communist China. In northern Italy, they brought in hundreds of thousands of Chinese coolies to work in Chinese-run sweatshops so that these globalist oligarchs could stamp made in Italy, which is the most valuable part of an Italian shoe or an Italian purse, is the label that says made in Italy. So they, instead of having Italians make them, they built their own factories under Chinese management, Chinese coolies, slave labor, virtually, but they make enough money that they were flying back and forth to China. So over their Lunar New Year, the biggest holidays of the Chinese year, there was massive back and forth between Wuhan, China, where many of these Chinese coolies that worked in Italy, massive back and forth to Italy. So the seeding and spreading was huge there early. Then the other place that was early and massive, but they also lie about their numbers, is Tehran, Iran. Under the sanctions from the West, the lifeline, so to speak, for Iran's economy has been China, getting in there on infrastructure projects, basically, hooking China on debt. If we can look at this graph a second, thanks for putting that up. There's a guy named Murdoch on Twitter who is a data specialist. He specializes in making graphs. This is a log graph. So on the left, it's logarithmic. A straight line on this graph means it's exponential. You have to use log graphs for exponential growth. Otherwise, the graph would have to be a mile high. So you can see on this graph, this graph starts when any country had three daily deaths reported. Murdoch does this with all kinds of statistics. New cases, first death, from lockdown. So all of these countries start at the same relative point. And it doesn't matter if it's a big country or a small country, because when you're talking about exponential growth within a group of millions, until you got 60% of the population infected, it's going to act in exactly the same way. So you can see where, China was way out in front, but nobody believes China's numbers. That's a lie. But Italy, we can start seeing legit numbers. And we can talk about whether they're smokers or the smoggy conditions. But Italy got there first. Spain was right behind it. And this is leading me to this two-week lag that's so important to understand. If you look at what happened with Madrid following Italy, the socialist government of Madrid had scheduled massive feminist rallies, basically, left-wing feminist rallies in cities all over Spain for March 8th. This is when Italy's already in a breakout, a huge outbreak. They had these rallies scheduled. They didn't cancel them. Spain pushed everybody to go to these massive rallies, hundreds of thousands of people in multiple cities in Spain. What happens 2 weeks later? Huge outbreak. Similar thing happened with Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It's, you know, you go back to the Jaws analogy, Amityville Island. They don't want to ruin the 4th of July weekend. The businesses depend on it. So they say there's no shark threat. Well, in Spain, they said there's no coronavirus threat. That's Italy. We're different. We got a control of this. They actually suppressed deaths in Spain. So then you see a huge takeoff. Now, what's so important to understand is the doubling rate, which in the USA is like 2.5 to 3 days. In New York City, that's our Wuhan. New York City is our Wuhan. So if there's plenty of beds open, you know, 100 miles from New York, that's the preparation for a New York level of outbreak. But we're going to see it spreading out from New York. That's why they're fleeing. That's why they've got, you know, controls on state borders. First time I've ever seen that in my life. So if you looked 3 weeks ago at the number of New York City cases 2 to 3 weeks ago, meaning people brought into the hospital, you know, tested at the hospital with a confirmed diagnosis, then the death appears to spike a few weeks later. So when you see a number of deaths today, think about what was the confirmed case number 2 or 3 weeks ago. That's how you have to look at it. That's why people are extremely worried about this all over the country. We don't want to be the dumbasses in Madrid that said, oh, Milan, that's Italy. It can't happen here. It will if you don't put the social distancing down outside of the Wuhan, the New York City. You have to suppress the initial numbers the way they did in Taiwan, South Korea, Singapore. You have to suppress it at the very outset. If you wait till you've got hundreds of cases, then in 2 weeks you'll have thousands of cases and hundreds of deaths. So they're trying to break that cycle. Now, does this mean Matt's all on board with, you know, mass quarantine for the rest of our lives? No, but I'm just looking at the disease in this first segment as a disease. Yes, the Democrat socialists in this country, the globalists, they don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. If they can wreck our economy, turn us into Venezuela, destroy the dollar, you know, destroy our banking system, put millions out of work, they would consider that a great victory if out of the ruins we wound up somewhere between Venezuela and China in terms of being a perpetual socialist, you know, welfare state. Once people start getting used to getting this $1,200 check from the government, that's not going to be easy to turn off. You know, it's going to be a big problem telling people, you know, we just can't do it anymore. We can't run the printing presses for the rest of your life. Some people will just say, well, I don't want to work in a bar anymore. I'd rather just stay home and collect my $1,200. So it's creating huge problems. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to finish up with what's happening inside the United States, where I think it's going. And then we're going to begin to look at coronavirus as a biological weapon, a very dangerous biological weapon.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So on Monday, Alex interviewed Jeff Nyquist, and I think it was one of the best interviews I've ever seen. And in the interview, Alex asked him, you know, what would be a good title for your segment? And I was really jealous because Jeff came up with a title right off the bat. And I thought about it, and I'm going to title this my segment today, China Plans to Win the Pandemic World War. That's what this is. This is a Pearl Harbor using germs, using virus. It's exactly what it is. Instead of flying in with, you know, zeros with meatballs on the wings and sinking aircraft carrier or battleships in Pearl Harbor, they're flying under the radar with biological warfare. Now, there's a couple ways that China can win. And one is simply to wreck America, to wreck the West. Have us so on our knees that we're begging for China's factories to help, you know, come with the aid packages. Or another way is to sow so much division inside of the USA that we're at each other's throats. And an example of this would be taking these quarantine rules to the absurd, closing gun stores, closing liquor stores, following people with drones out in parks, you know, 100-acre parks by themselves and saying, you know, citizen, return to your house. I would absolutely draw the line there. If they say you just have to stay in your house, you can only go out to exercise one time, and we encourage your neighbors to snitch on, you know, double walkers, this is absolutely what a tyrant's wet dream. And I would totally refuse to go along with that. If I want to go driving in my car with the people that I live with, or if I want to go out to a park with a few other people and not, you know, maybe be breathing on each other at 1 foot, I get it. You know, we're not totally stupid. But if they come to the point where they're saying you just have to stay in your house, because it's not fair that somebody that lives in a little apartment, he has to take an elevator and he's afraid to go down the elevator. So you that live in the suburb, you privileged person, you know, you just can't go in your backyard or walk around the block. Absolutely, we should resist that totally, totally. But that said, China would love one victory scenario for China is to sow discord, wreck our economy, you know, turn us into a socialist country because we've ruined the, you know, we've ruined our financial system, and all we can do is print money, which is the road to Venezuela. You know, if anybody doubts about the social distancing thing, the reason for it, you know, all they've got to do, and I would encourage you, go on YouTube or go on Google or Bing or DuckDuckGo and just search for these two words, Guayaquil, Ecuador. Ecuador is with a C, E-C-U-A-D-O-R. Guayaquil, Ecuador. Guayaquil is one of the biggest ports in South America. It's like a San Francisco Bay in California where the rest of the coastline is just, you know, very steep and hard, with a fabulous bay at Guayaquil with total connections to Asia, shipping connections like crazy to Asia. Guayaquil, it's 80 degrees or higher. It's on the equator. So this whole thing about it's like the flu, it's going to peter out in the summertime, forget it. It is ripping up Guayaquil. They do not have a first-world medical system to respond. We should be very thankful. You know, no matter what you think about New York City, they're not all commies, but we should at least have the resources, and we're strained. If you want to see what happens with COVID-19 without a first-world medical system and with people living packed in slums, just Google or YouTube search Guayaquil, Ecuador. It's brutal. It's grim. The same thing is starting to kick off in Manila, which is 30 million people in the Philippines. The president of the Philippines, you know, many consider him now to be insane, like he's got third stage syphilis or something. They have to hide him even more so than Joe Biden. If they put him in front of a camera, they don't know what he's going to do. Well, this guy, Duterte, can't pronounce his name without notes. Anyway, he is telling China that China is going to come in and rescue the Philippines. When China comes in to rescue the Philippines, they're going to conquer the Philippines. All right? This is going to be a model for, quote-unquote, saving third-world cities. A place like Guayaquil, Ecuador. Imagine the Chinese coming in to rescue them. They will then have a beachhead in one of the biggest ports on the west coast of South America. They will take over the Philippines. This is one of their blueprints, one of their patterns for how they will win this biological war. You know, not to mention, it hasn't even broken out really in Africa. They've already been seeding Africa with infrastructure projects, Chinese infrastructure projects, you know, and loading them with debt that can never be repaid. And when the African populations start to die off, which country is going to have hundreds of millions of people ready to fan out around the world to repopulate these areas? You know, as bad as it is in the USA, and I'm only talking about New York City for now, because it's Wuhan, then Tehran, then Milan, then Madrid, then New York City. It's a slow-motion tsunami with weeks in between the major outbreaks. But imagine now if we had nothing like what they have in New York and what we're preparing around the rest of the USA. So this is what's going to happen in the third world. They're going to be devastated. They're going to be on their back, and China is going to come in with aid and colonists. Now, strictly in an American military context, we have boot camp shut down, Paris Island, no new recruits. The recruits that are graduating have to stay. We have one of our major CVN super carriers, Teddy Roosevelt, hundreds with coronavirus on it. Sure, if it was wartime, they could throw them overboard and keep doing the mission. But it's not wartime, technically. So it's in port in Guam. Guam, if you look at it from China's point of view, is on like the second ring of islands. And it's an American missile and submarine base and strategic the maritime preposition ships. If it gets loose in Guam, if the carrier can't do its mission, look at how this benefits the Chinese military. Something that's peculiar to a warship. If you know about this biological war plan, if you know that you have had nobody on or off the ship in a month, just bring food to them, that's it, then you know your ship is going to be at 100% readiness. If you're a tyranny, you can keep people on ships for a year straight. Nobody on, no liberty, no transfers. Just the crew. We don't do that in America. Our ships have got, a few percent coming and going every week, which means they're all being seeded with coronavirus. And a Chinese warship that knows this plan will be still mission capable months from now. And that's when, they'll be ready to roll up all these little islands around the South China Sea permanently. The Filipinos, the Vietnamese, they'll fall back from them. The Chinese are absolutely leveraging this coronavirus as a world war weapon. The only argument is, did they do it intentionally or did they do it on purpose, accidentally on purpose, or were they just so intentionally sloppy it was bound to happen? But there's no doubt at all, COVID-19 is an engineered weapon. The horseshoe bat that is the progenitor of COVID-19, the main progenitor, comes from caves 800 miles from Wuhan. There was never a horseshoe bat sold in a Wuhan wet market. It came from the Wuhan bio laboratory. And the question is, and this is what Jeff Nyquist on Monday was getting at, this is just COVID-19. Now that China's shutting down again, now that they've infected the world and they shut down from outward to inward travel, what's to stop them from releasing COVID-2020? The next version may be more deadly, and while they keep a quarantine around their country, but the rest of the world gets infected with phase two. I mean, this is very scary thinking, but I mean, and if there is one good thing that comes out of this entire thing, it's going to be the end of globalism. Anybody that suggests building a pharmaceutical factory in China is going to be seen as a traitor. A Hanoi Jane, a Lord Haw Haw, a Tokyo Rose, a Beijing Betty. Anybody that suggests buy Chinese, the hell with them. If nothing else, I mean, we are a continental superpower. We can power it. We can grow it. We can build it. We've got the labor. We've got the brains. We do not need to be infected from Chinese bio labs ever again. So if our economy can survive this thing, if we don't get turned into a socialist hellhole out of this, if we don't go into a civil war, maybe at the end of it, America will be Fortress America that it can be.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.